Answers Magazine, Volume 5.2, Page 9, Perspective, as read by Doug Rumminger. Muslims, creationists' friend? The media's attention on the growing creationist movement turned to Turkey late last year. Muslim countries have largely rejected evolution, Turkey in particular. While on one hand it is heartening to learn that Turkish scientists and other Muslims are holding conferences and writing books that call evolution into question and promote the idea of a creator, Christians must consider the aim of Muslim creationism. Some very good science may result from Muslim efforts, just as much good science has resulted from humanistic efforts. But recognizing a creator who is not the creator of the Bible will bring a person no closer to the only one whom to know is life eternal. Christians must not uncritically take the position of the Middle Eastern proverb, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend." We should resist any challenge to the authority of the Bible, whether it comes from a Muslim creationist or an atheist evolutionist. At the same time, we should recognize that both atheists and Muslims need Christ, and our enemy is neither the evolutionist nor the Muslim, but the master deceiver, Satan. Generational gaps. A recent Barna survey shows that younger Americans are less likely to consider the Bible accurate. The results show that for Americans ages 18 to 25, only 30% believe the Bible is totally accurate, and for ages 26 to 44, the percentage is less than 40%. This compares to almost 60% for those ages 64 and older. Overall, says a Barna researcher, the central theme of young people's approach to the Bible is skepticism. They question the Bible's history as well as its relevance to their lives. Similarly, among former evangelical churchgoers who are now in their 20s, an earlier Britt Beamer poll reported in the book Already Gone found that one of the key reasons for leaving the church is a belief that Scripture, including the history of Genesis, is false and/or irrelevant. Apparently, the intensive effort by secular humanists to promote an evolutionary worldview and squash any hint of a biblical alternative in public schools has succeeded in spreading doubt about the Bible's accuracy in the minds of the younger generation, even in conservative evangelical churches. Just a minute. The popular American TV news program 60 Minutes recently aired a segment about a remarkably preserved dinosaur bone. The discerning viewer, however, would have noticed something missing. As the segment examined the soft tissue found in a T-Rex thigh bone, including still flexible blood vessels and red blood cells, the correspondent failed to mention the obvious, that the incredible preservation challenges the popular belief that dinosaurs died out 65 million years ago. The staring them right in the face contents of the bone support the creationist view that dinosaurs lived in recent times and coexisted with humans. The program acknowledged that the soft tissue should have dried out, but by not exploring how the soft tissue could have been preserved, 60 Minutes missed the real story. Prayer prevails over Planned Parenthood. A veteran director of a Texas abortion center resigned recently after watching an abortion on ultrasound for the first time. "I just thought, what am I doing?" explained Abby Johnson. "And then I thought, never again." Seeing the baby trying to move away from the abortionist's probe was a particularly powerful moment. Because human beings are created in God's image, we are naturally appalled at the killing of innocents, despite propaganda that claims that we are merely highly evolved animals. For the last 5 years, the pro-life group Coalition for Life, 40 Days for Life, has been praying for the abortion clinic where Johnson worked. According to Sean Carney, director of Coalition for Life, it's truly been a testament to the power of prayer. Mammoth Tour. Liuba, a baby woolly mammoth, has left frosty Siberia for a world tour, which includes a stop this spring in Illinois. This is one celebrity that won't be welcomed down any red carpet in Chicago, though, for Liuba died thousands of years ago at 1 month old. The size of a large dog, Liuba is extremely well-preserved, even though secular researchers have dated her at 40,000 years old. Creationist researchers argue that this infant mammoth actually died around 2000 BC, during the ice age that followed Noah's global flood. Liuba's astonishing lack of decay supports a death that was much more recent than the non-biblical timescale. With such well-preserved tissue available, a long-range goal of scientists is to clone one of these giants back to life. How? By taking a cell of a deceased woolly mammoth and inserting it into the womb of an Asian elephant. Such a marvel would be possible because mammoths and elephants both descended from the same elephant kind, which God created during creation week, Genesis 1, and preserved on Noah's Ark to repopulate the planet after the flood, Genesis 7 through 9. Ethical stem cell crop boosted. Researchers continue to find new ways to harvest stem cells from adults without the ethical wrongs associated with harvesting embryonic stem cells. Nature Methods describes one recent breakthrough. The first successful production of stem cells from adult skin cells took place in 2007, but the technique had a low success rate in converting the skin cells to stem cells. It also took a long time, several weeks. Furthermore, it employed a virus to transform the cells, which led to worries about cancer formation. Now, a team at the Scripps Research Institute has developed an improved procedure that uses chemicals instead of viruses to produce stem cells. The process is 200 times more efficient and is twice the speed of the older system. The new technique should propel further research into efficient stem cell production without the need for embryos. No small thing. Did you know that the creature with the most complex vision systems known to science is a shrimp? Really? Instead of combining three colors to see all the variety of the visible spectrum as human eyes do, the mantis shrimp combines 12 colors, and its eye includes polarizing filters that work far more effectively than any filters that humans have so far been able to produce. Polarization may help the shrimp find a mate, communicate without attracting the attention of predators, or see more clearly to catch its own prey. This amazing vision system has inspired researchers to find new ways to improve DVD players. Today's man-made electronic devices are impressive, but how much more awe-inspiring is the handiwork of the designer, who created the rainbow of colors and made so many types of eyes to see them, including the unique eye of the mantis shrimp. Teen targets. He has accused Bible-believing Christians of being child abusers. Now, arch-evolutionist Richard Dawkins, ubiquitous in the world media as he challenges the Bible's message and proclaims the nothingness of atheism, is writing a book for young people, What is a Rainbow, Really? With promised eye-catching illustrations, Dawkins' book will look to explode myths and legends about the natural world with science. Has anyone else in the media noted the irony that an atheist who seeks to indoctrinate young people into a worldview of meaninglessness has accused Christians of child abuse? A new ocean in the making? Is Ethiopia splitting in two? A huge cut in the ground appeared suddenly in 2005 when volcanic activity opened a 35-mile-long, 56-kilometer rift to a width of 20 feet, 6 meters, in just a few days. The surprising speed with which the ground parted along the rift has intrigued scientists and fostered speculation that a new ocean may be forming as the African continent splits apart. Of course, a speed of 20 feet in several days pales into insignificance compared to the rapid and continuous tectonic activity that must have taken place during the global Earth reshaping flood. The creationist model states that the breakup of continents by thousands of miles and the rise and fall of land by thousands of feet took place in only a year, not in cumulative, small local catastrophes over millions of years, as old-age geologists contend.